A letter written by Beethoven to be opened only after his death is a testament to his humanity, temperament, and resolve. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
The fact that Ludwig van Beethoven composed the lion's share of his powerful music when he was completely deaf, or becoming so, is hard to grasp. In his letter known as the Heiligenstadt Testament, a 31-year-old Beethoven pours out his heart about the fear, anguish, anger, and despair of living the past 6 years, with his hearing getting worse, not better. Beethoven biographer and scholar William Kinderman sheds light on his directive to his two brothers.
You have here an artist who is responding to a personal crisis, as he calls it, a lasting malady.
In those days, Heiligenstadt was a quiet village outside Vienna. And, says Kinderman, its tranquility only underscored Beethoven's personal isolation from nature and others.
And he describes how, for instance, a friend of his pointed out the piping of a shepherd, but he could hear nothing.
As if in a fever, Beethoven writes how in losing the one sense which ought to be and was more perfect in him than others, only his art has kept him from taking his own life.
At the same time, he plunged himself into his work with great intensity, and while expressing dissatisfaction with his earlier compositions, which are already masterpieces by anyone's standard, he found new innovative approaches to his art.
And on returning from Heiligenstadt to Vienna that very same month, Beethoven started sketching out his third symphony, the Triumphant Eroica.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.